Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Playlist and Plotlines podcast. If you're new here, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ari.
And this week is exciting because this is the first episode that we're shooting with me in my dorm room.
Yeah! Woo! I don't move in for another week. Well, 6 days.
But I'm at college, and college has been... college.
You know what? I think that's like a fair assessment. You know, I think it's a fair assessment.
I've made like 3 friends.
Okay, period.
It's been okay.
Okay, you know what?
Period. I was telling Ari that I'm pretty much just eating so I don't starve to death. But
no, you know what? And I told you that that was really real and that sometimes that's just the situation. You know, like, when you're eating, like, dining hall food, like, y'all, I don't have to eat dining hall food all the time this year. Thank the Lord, because I have a kitchen. Obviously, I'm going to cook it. But, like, that's too much, bro. Like, that's a step. That's, like, a step up for me.
You probably won't be cooking every night.
But okay, my plan right now is to eat breakfast in my dorm, eat lunch in my dorm, occasionally maybe eat dinner, but probably most of the time go to the dining hall, and kind of just, like, switch up maybe what meal I'm going to the dining hall for, but eat at least, like, in the dining hall at least, like, once a day.
I was telling Ari I probably wasn't going to get a chicken tonight, but, like, I might, honestly.
You know I've had chicken you can't, every day since okay. I've been here. Besides, but, like, the thing with me is, like, breakfast one is day, going to be so easy for
and
me.
And I feel like cause literally that's if just I have kind cereal, of what's going to have to happen.
I'm going
to
be good. Well, I just need some cereal and my sausage, and we're set for breakfast every day. And then lunch, kind of want to switch up, kind of want to be unique, be fun.
I need to get a sandwich.
I'm manifesting that you can get a sandwich tomorrow. Because oh wait, oh my god,
they're in like a weird. They're in an area.
Bro.
They're in an area of the dining hall that I just like forget about.
You know what? That happens. That happens.
I need to.
That happens.
But I think I am gonna. I think. Oh, I wonder if they're gonna. Do they have rolls tonight? Oh, guys, the rolls at Pitt State are so good.
Shout out Pitt State Rolls IG.
They don't have
butter. Oh, that's interesting.
But honestly, it's okay because they're really good.
That's interesting. The no butter thing is interesting. Like, I wouldn't care because I don't eat butter on bread.
Yes. I thought it. Oh yeah, tonight for dinner, at like the regular.
What? What do they have, bro?
I forgot. Oh, that's gonna be fire! What do they have? I already know. Okay, well, tonight for dinner, like the main thing is that they're having jambalaya.
Loki's not my favorite.
But Loki's I'm not eating favorite. That. And it says $2.35, but I have
you're good, girl. So I don't know. I never paid attention how much stuff costs because I just think, would have like my certain amount of meal strips swipes per day, and I'm like good.
Well, because every day when I go in, I like give the girl my card, and I'm like, here you go, and she swipes it, and I look at the little register, and it says like $1 meat, like something $1. So I'm guessing they would just take an extra meal swipe for that. But how would they know I'm gonna get it? Because it's like a buffet
style. Dumb, bro.
So I don't know how.
Why
they
don't
that.
They just charge like at my college? At my previous college, they would charge like a steady price for the buffet if you like didn't have a card.
Wait, did they
pay, like, I think it would be like $12 to enter like the main dining Well, but you can get, like, as much as you want.
What do you do? They,
and, like, anything you want. Like, if you didn't have the meals right, or if you didn't, like, whatever, if you were, like, a guest or whatever.
Wait, did you have to, like, did you scan it after you were done getting your food? Cause
we scan scan ours to get in. And you would just scan it, and then you'd go in, and you'd get whatever. Like, it was never, like, any extra money. I literally paid.
Okay, guys. Oh, wait, they have. Oh, wait. Oh, honestly, some of the.
Sorry, guys. I'm finishing up these meds. Because, you know, I always have something weird going on medically. And they make me really tired.
Wait, actually, the rest of the food doesn't sound bad. Okay, they have. Sorry, guys. I'm really hungry, so I'm just thinking.
That's real. I ate Pierogi's for lunch.
Okay, they have. They had garlic cheddar biscuit, which I am going to be getting one of those because that sounds absolute scrumptious. And then they're going to have the same stinking three-ounce chicken breast.
What is that they it have with colleges and their and plain then, grilled chicken, bro?
They do have a flavor station where, like, there's a bunch of different, like, seasonings. Oh. So, I usually go over there. And then I douse the rice in salt and pepper. Like, I, like, completely cover that. But it does say that they have chili spice roasted potatoes tonight. So, I will be getting some of those, too. Okay, actually, this doesn't sound that bad. I'm just sick of eating grilled chicken. And I think...
You know what? At least the side dishes are somewhat appealing.
The main thing. Like, the side dishes are usually good.
I mean,
it's just always
that's fair, though, because it does get really boring.
Or it's, like, it's either, like, chicken or, like pork chops or something like that. And I'm not going to – I barely eat pork chops when I'm home that my father makes. I'm not going to eat a pork.
And I went upstairs. Because I had to go to the bathroom, like, while I was talking about it. And I was like, I don't – she was saying that there was, like, steak. And I was like, I don't trust steak from the dining hall. And my dad goes, that's a good rule of thumb. And he goes, seafood, too. I'm like, yeah. I ain't trusting.
See? Yeah. And you were kind of – you were trying
I wasn't
to tell
trying
me
to tell you to get the popcorn shrimp. I was saying I would get the popcorn shrimp. But to be honest, Allie Bae, I probably,
you'd probably get food
would think that, that would sound so good in theory, and then I'd get there and I'd get grossed the fuck out, and then I would go and get something else. Because that is typically how it worked with me there, is I would, like, go and I'd be like, oh my god, that sounds so good. And then I'd actually, like, look at it and I'd be like, let me go switch. But.
Okay. Yeah, so looks like I'm having grilled chicken for, what day is it? Wednesday. I moved in on Saturday. I didn't have lunch here because I went to eat lunch with my parents. But I had pizza and salad that night. And then Monday.
What about Sunday? What'd you eat on Sunday? Didn't you say you had Or was that at the party?
Oh! Saturday night. Oh, yeah, you're right. Saturday, I didn't go to the dining hall at all because we had
dogs. Yeah, I was going to say.
Hot dogs.
You were
yeah,
so hyped about them.
I forgot you're about
them. Like, oh, they have hot dogs.
I know. They were actually good. I should have gotten a hot dog when they were in the dining hall yesterday. Ugh.
I love hot dogs, bro.
I should have done that. Dang it. But they, And then Saturday, I had chicken and rice I had pizza for lunch, and then I had, like, chicken and rice for dinner. And then it was reversed the next day. I had pizza for dinner and chicken, or something. So, I had basically the same thing again. And then Monday, I had pancakes, and then for lunch, I had pizza again for lunch.
I'm sorry, you can't get wrong with pizza in the dining hall when you can't find anything else to eat.
And then I had some sort of chicken yesterday. I had some sort of chicken. I didn't have pizza yesterday at all. What did I eat for lunch?
A non-pizza day. I'll feel like keep y'all updated on my cooking, like what I'm making.
What did I eat? What did I eat yesterday at lunch? Did I have something good that I ate?
I don't know.
I honestly don't remember. Let me look.
Okay, Alibe, I know. Oh, yeah. That you'll get this, but on Instagram, the Legacies account has been posting, and they did not post for, like, 2 years prior, but they've been posting clips all the fucking time. Like, they just posted a Hope and Josie one. I'm like, you guys, like, can you come back and then, like, give us some...
Ah, that's freaking right. I had the best meal ever yesterday at lunch. They had
that sounds good.
They had pulled pork yesterday and sweet potato fries.
Me,
I was so happy.
I'm so ready to move in Alley Bay, and I'm so ready to start classes. Like, I need to be out of here again. I'm bored. Everybody's leaving. I have no. My one friend here already left. So I'm just bored. And everybody else pretty much is at college or like starts next week. And so.
When does Des
next week, start class? Weekly Des shut out. She starts next week. So technically, I move in on Tuesday, but I'm going to be bored because. I mean, my dad and maybe my brother are helping me move in because my mom has a work thing until a little bit later in the afternoon, and then she's going to come and she's going to help me as well. So I got to get all moved in, and one of my roommates is moving on in that day, maybe two, but I think one at this point. And then the 27th, nobody's moving into my dorm, but I literally have no plans. So there's one girl that I know is moving in on the 26th that I've been talking to on Instagram, so I might go do something with her. And if not, I literally do not know what else I'm going to do. And then 28th, I have some more roommates moving in. But, like, when my roommates are moving in, y'all, like, when my suite mates are moving in, I don't want to be in the dorm. Because me and my roommate last year, we moved in at separate times. And it was great because we didn't – and moved out at separate times. And it was great because we didn't have to worry about getting in each other's way or trying – like, they moved in, like, I think 4 days before me. With that, and they moved out the day before I did, so it was good because you don't have to worry about getting in each other's way or like anything like that. And I was at class actually when they moved out. I was doing something. So they also they were at band practice when I moved in. But the 28th, I'm gonna have to find stuff to do because obviously I don't want to be sitting in my fucking dorm when three of my suite mates move in at I think literally the same time, because everyone I think was given a very similar move-in time if they didn't ask to change theirs, and I did, and I'm pretty sure my roommate that's moving in the 26th also asked to. So I don't know, I'm gonna be bored, and I don't start classes for 2 weeks because I start September 2nd, so yeah, I'm just kind of going to be chilling. I don't know what events are going on. I don't know any of that. I mean, I like, saw some, but I don't know. I have a doctor's appointment on the 29th. I don't know, bro. We'll figure out stuff to do. It's just so weird because it's, like, transferring. Low-key is, like, having my freshman year all over again, but, like, not really. You know? We're, like, I'm supposed to know people, bro. Like... But I don't. And I have, like, no plans with anybody.
I have a spending a lot.
You know, honestly, I might be doing a lot of that, too. And that's okay, y'all. Don't ever be ashamed to spend time by yourself in college. There is absolutely nothing wrong with not going out. Like, there is literally nothing wrong with it.
But if I think about it, I spent most of my time by myself.
Real, exactly, so, bro. I hate this whole, like, college, you're going to make so many friends. And, like, you're literally going to be, like, so busy that you're, like, not going to have a second to breathe. Bro, I had so many fucking seconds to breathe last year. And, like, it was great. Like, I
went I went and colored in the lobby with some people from the floor yesterday.
We, like, do stuff like that, and I'm going to try to do stuff like that, too. I don't know that kind of stuff until I get there. Obviously.
I always keep, if I'm in my room and I'm not, like, changing or something, or, like, right now my door's, my door's closed right now, so we're doing this, but I don't want people walking in here, because people do walk in here
sometimes. No, I do that, okay, like, the low key, yeah, I gotta do that, because here's the issue, though, is because it's, like, the suite, like, I remember the first week or so of school last year, so many people had their doors open. I had my door open when Sam wasn't in there, because obviously I don't want them to have the door open if they don't want the door open. So I'm going to respect that. But, like, when they were at band practice,
the Milo pillow is so cute. You see my giant Milo
pillow? I love it.
Giant Milo pillow.
But, yeah, like, but, yeah, so many people have their doors open. But the issue is, because it's a suite, how am I, like, I can keep my door open, but the only people that are going to be walking into my room are gonna be my roommate, like my suite mates, unless we have the door open.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I'm friends with two of the girls. I've been talking regularly to two.
That's good, at least. Yeah, be social like that.
So, two of the other girls for like an hour last night, and then I love my RA. I know she's not listening to this. She doesn't know about it. But,
bro, I loved the RAs on the rainbow floors last year. They were so fun. I love them. I miss them.
I freaking love my RA. She's my neighbor. She's on that side of the wall. She's on the other side of the wall. But she's on this side of my room.
Like me.
Yeah. Last night, I thought I heard her banging in my room, so I, like, did this on.
Fighting, like, sibling. Well, that is such a little sibling thing to do. To hear somebody banging on your wall, maybe, and then proceed to bang back. Bro, Nate used to pound on my fucking wall. When we, like, shared a wall, he would, like, pound on it sometimes. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? No, he just screams. Allie knows this. Now he just screams at random times, and you can just hear him. Yeah.
Oh, my brother did that, too, when he lived. He doesn't play video games as much at my house.
Oh, poor Alex.
When he's there at my house now. But, like, I'll have to ask Alex next time I see her.
I don't think my brother really plays video games anymore. My older brother. My little brother definitely does, though.
But I just, yeah, well, the floor above us is a guy floor. And from what I have gathered, it's a lot of football players.
Bro.
So I don't know what has been going on, but like every night this week at like 10 o'clock or like even close to 11, I will be in my bed. Which I'm not sitting on my bed. I'm sitting on my couch. But, like, right over there is my bed. And I'll be sitting on my bed, and all of a sudden I hear. And I'm like, what is going on? And but edit it. I can do that while watching The Summer I Turn Pretty. Because it is The Summer I Turn Pretty Day.
And I don't watch it.
What am I, a girl in the East Hall? Because I'm in the West Hall, but I had to walk through the East Hall to get, like, to the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, literally everywhere. Because if I walk out my door, it just takes me to the parking lot. So, I don't want to go to the parking lot.
Well, yeah.
I want to go get food or go to class.
Right?
So, I have to walk by through the East Hall, like, every day, all day. Mm-hmm. And this girl has a whiteboard on her door, and it was like, it said, Team Jeremiah, Team Conrad, Team Staler, or Team You Despise Belly. And I wrote Team Conrad, but.
Period. Who, how many people said Team Jeremiah? I also. That was my question.
Like three.
Oh. The three alone.
But. But speaking of, I wrote about the Samurai Turned Pretty in my comp class yesterday.
Girl,
we could write about anything that interests us, and that was the first thing that came to mind.
Bro.
So I wrote about the Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay, no, you're real. You're real. Guys, I watched
a couple of three
episodes of 911 now.
And I'm severely disappointed in that.
I'll watch more. Okay, I'm sorry.
What else have you been watching?
Literally nothing.
Not 911. I know you watch more. And what have you been doing?
Okay, actually, it's a lie. I have been watching stuff, but I've been playing Roblox Bingo just to impress and watching like Real Housewives or something. Like, nothing really consistent though. So I stopped watching all my extra things besides for NCIS because I'm watching that with my mom. I promise, Allie Day. I stopped watching Criminal Minds for this.
911 is something you could play.
Okay, I will. Okay, I'll get back on it. I promise. Tonight when I play my Dress to Impress, I hate Dress to Impress sometimes because the people don't appreciate my outfits. Like, I literally ate up three outfits today and got second to last place all three rounds. Like, guys, do you not understand that I'm a fashion girly? Like, literally, why the fuck? And yesterday when I was playing, I did get third place for one of my outfits, and I was really proud of that outfit. And, like, the first outfit I did, I know why I didn't get first place, because low-key, it was Boof, okay? Because it was Quinn from Glee, because it was, like, 2010 TV show, and that was the first one that came to mind. I probably should have just done Elena, because I probably would have eaten Elena more. But anyways, and then the second one was Runaway Bride. I ate that shit up. It was color-coordinated. Everything was fucking perfect. Got 8th place out of 9. And then my last one was, like, Naughty or Nice, and I did an Angel. And, again, not 8th place. Like, I know that y'all ain't giving me 2nd to last place. Like, I know that's not what's happening. So we'll see if I do any better tonight. But
I just can't appreciate true art.
Right! Right! And, like, I know it's these fucking 10-year-olds, because when I was working at my little summer camp job, I had this 9-year-old, and I know my cousin plays Just Impress 2, and she's 9. Shout out Izzy. She's definitely not.
Everyone on that game, they don't, like, go based off of if they like the outfit or not. They're just gonna put everyone at one star besides themselves and their friends.
Right! So, see, that's a fucking issue. And when I play with my friends, like, actually, sometimes I'll get, like, actually, I don't know. Like, guys, I've rate everyone fairly. So I need us to start rating everyone fairly and Dress to Impress. Like, I literally rate everyone fairly. I don't gaff. Like, I literally, unless you're, like, my friend and I'm literally on FaceTime with you while we're playing, and then I will give you a 5 out of 5. Because most of the time, you did deserve a 5 out of 5. Like, 100% of the time. My friends always deserve 5 out of 5s. But
we should play Dress to
Impress. Actually, yes, because you would actually appreciate my outfit. So, yes, please, Ali Bay. I would love to play Dress to Impress with you. Because you would actually
do it. Maybe we could do, not to invite myself, but, like, maybe we could do, like, a group Dress to Impress tonight with Des and
Will. Let's see. Would they actually want to? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what, I don't know what I'm doing for the rest of the night. Honestly, I don't know.
Do they not play Dress to Impress?
They do. I just don't know if they were talking about tonight. Because I know Des will probably be free, but I don't know about Will. Des will probably be free.
Oh, I was just saying. It could be just Des.
We'll see if she's free. I think she probably is. I don't think she would have anything. But also, like, I don't know if she'll probably want. She's literally always in the mood for Roblox, though, TBH. I feel like she's always in, like, a Roblox mood. Dez is. I feel like she's never not in a Roblox mood. Loki, I kind of am too. I'm in my Roblox era because I don't want to corrupt my computer with Sim stuff quite yet. So I've been avoiding re-downloading it. So instead, I've just been playing Roblox. But that's okay.
I just retied all the bows on my
computer. I love. But yeah, I will.
It looks much better. Okay.
Also, low-key, I like playing Roblox by myself because then I can turn on a TV show. So I might just play by myself and turn on 911 and make you happy. I just may just overdose, so I'm sad. Because I'm dealing with that again. So now I'm just, like, sad. Like, I was going to watch multiple episodes of the day. Because, Allie, I watched episode 1 and 2 straight through. Like, did that. And then I got to that, and I was like, it's pure fucking torture. And this episode that I'm on, episode 3, I watched. Like, I was like, oh, I'm getting back in the group. I love this. And then we got back to the May stuff, and I got so fucking pissed. I was literally ranting to my mom about it. I was like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, I'm just done. I don't want to watch this anymore. It makes me so sad. Because, like, girl, that was low-key me in middle school. Like, I never actually did anything, but, like, low-key. So now I'm, like, sad because I'm like, I have so much empathy for you, girl. I don't want to keep watching these fucking scenes. Anyway.
It's a short arc.
I know. It just makes me sad. You know? It just makes me sad. But I'm trying to get through it because I know once I do, it will be okay. Because, like, I don't remember any other arcs being upsetting. I just forgot that the May stuff happened this early.
Oh, girl. There is upsetting arcs. You just haven't got to them.
I know. But, like, I forgot that the May arc happened this early. So, like, because I remember all this stuff with, like, Ken's ex-wife and stuff. But I thought that was before May. Which, I mean, I guess it makes sense. No, so, like, in the middle of the divorce, so, like, I guess I kind of remember it being around then, but, like, I don't know, I was just shocked, like, second episode, bro, like, that's crazy for that happening. I don't know, I just got so sad, so it's, like, been hard to watch. It's not because I don't want to watch it, it's just because I get sad, so then I, like, shut it off.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, do that.
You're on a summer I turned pretty kick, though. I got so much shit to watch, y'all.
It's just fun and goofy. I've been watching a lot of Friends because
I debated watching that. Because I watched, like, the first season. I never finished it. But Audrey Hebert's album came out this week, and there's a song called Phoebe. Yeah, which is about Phoebe Buffay, and I forgot how much I love Phoebe Buffay, so I was gonna watch it. But then I was like, I literally cannot watch something else. Like, I keep having to bribe myself not to start something else because I told you about 911. So I'm really like, okay, I can't watch Friends. I gotta watch 911 first. Okay, I can't watch the rest of Criminal Minds. I gotta watch 911 first. I'm trying to be so dedicated about this.
Friends, I've watched that show pretty much, like, not in chronological order 4 times through, but pretty much,
yeah,
four
real.
Times through at this point.
See, that's how I felt about Real Housewives. It's like, I haven't watched every episode of, like, every franchise, obviously, but, like, they're so just, like, one-off that you can just, like, turn it on and you're like, okay, what's going on here? Like, I'm watching season 1 of Miami right now, and some weird shit's already happening. But, like, I'm fucking with it. And so, when given the choice between silly, goofy Miami housewives and a child overdosing, you know what I'm picking. Like, yeah. Obviously, I'm playing Roblox, like, I'm going to watch. So, and, like, I can't start something with my mom. Like, I can't start 911 with my mom because I'm literally leaving. So, like, NCIS, I'm more just watching because it's just, like, random shit or whatever. So, like, it doesn't matter if we finish it or not. But, like, 911, I don't want to start it and then not finish it, you know?
Yeah, I watched, like, second day I was here, like, while I was getting ready, I watched, like, the first 2 episodes of the season of Season 5 of The Rookie.
Oh, me.
And
I do that for comfort.
I was watching the Jake and
Sava.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I rewatched the Jake and Sava episode.
I really have, like, moving really hasn't, like, hit me yet. Like, I've been doing fine, but, like, just chilling. But I've been watching a lot of Friends at, like, night, like, right before
okay,
the
that's
bed.
Okay, that's real, though. Because it's just I did that a lot of. I, at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, I had a lot of comfort things that I would, like, resort back to because I just was in, like, my most anxious state. So, like, beginning of the year, it was a lot of, like, I don't even know what I watched. But, like, end of the year, a lot of Disney movies, a lot of, like, stuff like that. The Rookie.
I just, like, I've been really wanting to, like, make my routine here at college.
That's, that's a good.
So, every night, I've been through a whole bag of party-sized Doritos since I've been here. But I've been here for, tomorrow will be 5 days.
Okay, you know what? That's pretty good. Like, that's not- I've definitely done worse. Ellie Bay, I was going through a bag of hot Cheetos in 3 nights. Or sometimes less. Like, second semester, bro. So, I'm not judging you for that at all.
I started eating those on Saturday, and I went to the store, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And I almost got in a wreck yesterday because I didn't understand one of the roads, but it's fine.
I forgot you have your car with you. I was going to be like, girl, you get to go to the store, and then I forgot you have your car.
So, yeah, but that happened, but it was fine.
Me and my no car went to the store
and got some other chips, different chips this time, and I ate, like, a little bit. Like, they're still, I'm looking at them right now.
My parents, because I have my kitchen, they go, so obviously I kind of have to go grocery shopping, like, weekly. My dad was like, oh, we can come up and take you grocery shopping weekly, because, bro, I do not have a car, so I would have to take the fucking bus. Or go somewhere within walking distance, which there really isn't, if I wanted to grocery shop.
The next time I'm going to get groceries, I didn't know about this, but apparently there's this cute little, like, supermarket here in Pittsburgh that I had no idea about.
Okay, period.
People keep talking about it. And now I want to go next time I need, like, food.
Okay, period.
Because I went to Walmart yesterday, like,
well, yeah, that's, knowing. Like, a typical, I feel like, especially in, like, a college child that's, like, your size. That's not, like, in a city, because I kind of did, it was kind of the same thing with Eau Claire, where your options are, like, Target or Walmart. Like, you're not really, like, and then there's, like, that one grocery store that you did not know about. Like, there's no Trader Joe's, there's no Whole Foods. This year, I get all there, that
it's
shit.
It's literally three. Oh my gosh, it is so much closer.
Okay, period. Because I was going to say,
It's literally 3 minutes away.
By car?
Yeah.
How far of a walk is it? You might even a walk.
16 minutes.
Oh.
Not in this heat.
See, for me, I would have done that because that's how long it took me to walk to Walgreens last year. But
like, I have my car.
Well, I was gonna say, if you have your car, use it. Because again, I had no car. So my no car lifestyle, like,
I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable walking. There are some sketchy people out on the roads in here in Pittsburgh.
That's fair. I get it. Walking.
I saw some people that I was like,
yeah. I just, you know, me and my no car lifestyle. I love it. I actually love it. But
yeah, next time I restock either on chips or like the rest of my snack cart,
you go on that.
I'm going to be hitting up that.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go for groceries yet this year because I don't know what's closest to campus. I know there's a Whole Foods, not super far.
They have a Five Below in Pittsburgh. I didn't tell you about that. I'm so excited.
What else do they have near me? There's probably a Trader Joe's.
But yeah, the Walmart's like 5-10 minutes, like 10 minutes away, probably, and this is 3 minutes away. So we're definitely
maybe
going there.
There's like a couple local grocery stores too. There's like the Mexican grocery store isn't super far from campus. There's like 4 locations of that. But obviously I can't typically find all of my groceries there, probably most, honestly, but, you know, that's more of, like, a treat, because I was like, oh, wait, I can get tamales and Puerto Rican rice in there. Oh, bro, I'd be eating that. That's what I should do for the first week. I should beg my mom to let me go there, along with another grocery store, and get Puerto Rican rice and tamales, because...
That sounds good.
They're so fucking good. I had them at my dinner
party. I haven't had chicken tenders in almost a whole week.
Okay, to be fair, it's been like almost a month for me because when I was supposed to go get my colonoscopy, when I didn't go get it, my parents just made me change my diet instead because I literally felt like I was about to pass out from just the all liquid diet. I did work a 10-hour shift on the no liquid diet. So, I mean, just on the clear liquid diet. So that's probably why I felt like shit. And I also couldn't keep popsicles cold because I didn't realize we had a separate freezer at work. So my popsicle melted, so I had even less food. Anyways, whole thing. But they made me change my diet.
So wait, so that's why your parents made you change your, did they not just use like common denominator of what was going on and why you weren't feeling good?
Bro, I don't.
Also, you're.
Yeah, I think
you're 20 years old. You don't have
to. But we went to a GI doctor for like the 18th million time. And she pulls out you've done every non-invasive test. I think it's time we do a colonoscopy. And I went, I don't want to do this. But I was like, that sounds like a great idea. Like, literally, what else are you going to test? I was like, okay, fine. But then she saw that I literally was about to pass out when I got back from work. Like, I literally felt so fucking sick. And so they were like, okay, just try to change your diet and we'll talk to your Turner syndrome doctor. Because she was worried. She convinced herself that it was something because of that. And I actually should not have it done, or I don't know. I have weird blood sugar things and I have a history of anemia, and so I don't fucking know. So we'll talk to my because I have so much weird medical shit, but it's fine. I have an appointment on the 29th.
I want to play the game.
Okay, yeah, I want to play the game too. Let's get started.
Let's get jiggy with it.
Jiggy with it. Wait, what did Taylor Nation post?
We can.
Live reaction to Taylor Nation's post. Oh, can. That's boring AF.
Aww.
They just said it's a week since we have announced it. Like, girl. Okay, good. I was going to be so fucking pissed.
Ari.
Milo, Milo, Milo. Yo, I miss Milo. I'm not even his owner. I miss him.
You?
Remember
when you miss Milo?
Remember when we
were I miss Milo.
We were trying to guess the like, it was like, who's your favorite pet or like something. And I literally guessed Milo because I was like, I can see myself putting it in there. Because both of my dog doesn't hate me, but my cat does hate me. My cat fucking despises me. And my dog.
You know who? You want to know who Ari's pets love?
Who? Okay, my dog loves you. My cat is just
Jasper likes me.
He's called Loki. I hate him.
Jasper likes me.
He bites me, and he bites Des.
He came over to me quite a few times.
I don't know. He's just a fucking hater sometimes. It depends. He might be being kind to you, though. So that's good. If he's not being a hater towards you, that's good. Because he's a hater towards me. He's a hater towards Dez. He's a hater towards my mom. What is he a hater towards? He likes my childhood friend that watches him sometimes. Augie loves you. Augie loves me, too. And he loves my mom. And he loves my dad.
But just not Nate.
And he loves Nate, too. I think he just... Low-key, he likes me. He loves me, though. Because yesterday, Nate took him out for a walk. And what he'll do, what he's been previously doing with me, and what he does with Nate, is if we take him out for a walk, he will literally go, like, up the street, pee, and then walk right back to the house. Like, will lead us right back there. We're like, okay, at least you're peeing, right? But yesterday, my dad goes, oh, take him out for a walk, like when he got home. I was like, okay, perf. Because he asked the last time he'd been taken out. I was like, oh, Nate took him out at like 1:30. And it was like 4. So my dad was like, okay, maybe you should like take him out again. I was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. So I walked him around. I walked him outside fully expecting him to just go up the street and pee and then walk back. I didn't have my headphones with you, mind you. Bro decided to walk around the entire fucking block. I was like, okay, hey. if you told me that you would have wanted, if you told me that you wanted to do this, I would have brought my headphones and we could have had a chill little walk. But you know what? We still had a chill little walk. He was listening to me. He was being good. We were vibing. It was a fun little adventure with him. He was in a joyous mood yesterday, so that was good. But yes, the game. Our game.
I miss him.
I miss Milo. Milo's so cute. Milo's cutie. I miss Milo.
I haven't seen him in
I don't know how long. It's March of like 2 years ago. Wait, yeah, March of 2024, bro.
I haven't seen him since Saturday.
But that's a long time for you, to be fair. I don't typically see Milo. I've met Milo in person once, guys. Once.
I've seen him every day, pretty much, of his life.
Allie's met Augie in person once.
Yes, I have.
Usually we meet someone in the middle, okay, though, so that's why. And also, we haven't had Augie for that long. Like,
let's play the
just
game.
Over a year, but yes, let's play. Okay, do you just want to switch off? On, like, guessing? Like, one of us goes first, and then... And if we have the same one, do you just want to skip it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's explain this. We are playing a game, and it's called Guess the Plotline. So, we're both going to read a plot line from ChatGPT, and we're gonna have to guess if it's from The Rookie, 911, or Grey's, and there's also some fake ones in there that are not with like any show.
Yes,
and I read
guess pretty much. Our goal is to guess if it's fake or if it's real,
and what show it's
yes,
from.
And what show.
But I was looking at my answer key, and one of them's wrong. Like, they're switched. So.
Oh. You know what? If you know the correct answer, then...
I do know the correct
okay,
answer.
You and if I like... notice any incorrectness, I will also call it out. And I'll also...
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. You're going to go first?
Yes.
Okay, what's your first one? Watches have gotten the same list.
Two of those are... That one... Did that happen?
Sometimes I forget stuff, so I just trust it. Wait, are you gonna go first?
Hold on, I'm looking at.
You're fine.
I'm trying to remember if that happened, because I don't remember that.
Me for real.
Yeah, I don't. I think that happened. Maybe it did. I'm just not going to do that one because I don't.
Okay. You know what? Fair.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
I'm picking this one.
Okay.
Eight. Now I have, okay. A first responder gives birth in the middle of a disaster call.
A disaster what?
Call.
I'm gonna say that happened, and I'm gonna say it's Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. I'll give you half a point because it did happen, but it's the wrong show.
Is it 911?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Now she technically, I don't know if she would, it's Maddie. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you, I mean, I would consider her a first responder.
Yeah, I would consider her a first responder. I mean, 911 operators are.
She didn't technically give birth while on the call, but she went into labor.
Okay. See, that's what I was thinking about Meredith, because I think Meredith was working when she gave birth to Bailey. Like, I think...
She fell down the stairs. Yeah, that's what set her into labor later that day.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Okay, my first one is a man gets trapped inside a bouncy house that takes flight during a strong windstorm.
Say it again.
A man gets trapped inside a bouncy house that takes flight during a strong windstorm.
I'm gonna say yes and 911.
Yes, it literally, it's the episode I was watching today.
It is? I forgot about that.
Yeah, I looked and was like, oh.
I remember it now, but I didn't remember if he took flight.
This is wrong.
I just remember
him. Wrong. They got one of these wrong.
I didn't remember him taking flight, but I remembered him getting stuck in the bouncy house.
Wait. One of these is wrong. Anyways, you go.
A lot of these are wrong on mine.
I don't know the 911 ones, if those are right, but the one of the rookie ones is wrong. And you'll know because I'm pretty sure we watched it while we were together. Like the episode that happens in, I'm pretty sure we watched it. And it's saying that it's not right, but it is right. Like we literally watched it.
Okay. I asked it for a new one because a lot of mine were wrong.
Okay, period.
Okay.
Wait, what? Girl.
I'm gonna tell you this one because it's so wrong that it's just so funny. I have to tell you.
Okay, period. What is it? Because it's clearly a show I know if you're laughing that much.
It's from The Rookie. Yeah. And it says, Nolan and Chin pose as a married couple while undercover at a swingers club.
That is very much wrong. That literally never happened.
It says real, though. That did not
happen. What episode, y'all? Give me the fucking episode. Because that's clearly fucking wrong. Okay, my second one is a surgeon has to operate on a patient while stuck in an elevator during a hospital power outage.
Say it again?
A surgeon has to operate on a patient while stuck in an elevator during a hospital power outage.
That's true.
Yes, that's... Yep.
It's from Grace. Mm-hmm.
I think that's season 2. Is it season 1 or 2 when George takes the elevator surgery? I don't remember. Now I want to see this. I want to see his married couple swinging club storyline with Nolan and Lucy. Maybe they're saying it's right because that's a storyline for next season and ChatGPT knows more than us. That would be crazy, bro.
Okay, I'm telling them that these are a lot of incorrect ones.
Bro.
Okay.
I can't.
These are so wrong. Oh my gosh, why are these so bad? Some of them are real. Some of them are good.
I just...
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna change this one.
Okay, period. Because
it's somewhat true. But they got some of the things wrong.
Okay.
Okay. A man gets trapped on a table of a revolving restaurant. Like one of those restaurants that like...
I'm going to say that's true.
It's like kind of like it goes around. Like
and that it happened continuously
on the edge by the windows. You know what I'm talking
about? Yes. I'm going to say that's true and it happened on 911.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Okay. Wait. Where's the one? Okay. A rookie cop accidentally arrests his own landlord after mistaking him for a burglary suspect.
I'm gonna say no, but I also feel like this could have happened with John and his friend that
it's
lent the house true. To him.
It says that it's fake, but I know it's true, and it happens with Jackson.
Oh my gosh! And that's yes. Why he has
to move in with Lucy. It says that it's fake, but it happens with...
But... Yeah, you're right. He didn't realize it was his landlord or something.
Yes, like, they went to go run after him because they were, like, out doing something. It was him, John, Lucy. And they went to go run after the guy. And I don't think it was because he had robbed something. I think it was, like, drugs or something. I don't know. That they found. Anyways.
I think these are getting shows mixed up because this is half of these are wrong.
Yeah. I don't know how we should do this. Should we just think of either a real scenario or a fake scenario that happened on the show and we can just be like.
Yes.
Okay. You just think of a random scenario, real or fake, that could happen on a show, and I'll guess.
Oh, and then we can say if we think it should happen.
Yes.
I'm just gonna do 911 once, because...
I don't know.
You know... Yeah. Now, let's do that! I'll just give you 911 once. For a bit.
Can I give you... I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, you can give me. Criminal Minds.
Oh, yes, actually, yes. Okay. I'll give you Criminal Minds on subs.
And I'll give you 911.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. A whale shark was found on the 405 by civilians.
I'm going to say that is very much true.
Yes.
That's not surprising. Okay. So the team figures out that a girl has been kidnapped by her own father because he lost the rest of the family in a fire, and so he's trying to hold on to the one alive child he has, and the only reason they figure this out is because Reed's schizophrenic mom helps them figure it out. Because they were in the same facility in Las Vegas.
I want to say yes.
Yeah, that happens. Oh, also he's threatening to bomb the house. Well, like, blow the house up while they're trying to find this girl.
A woman was struck by a meteorite.
Oh, that for sure happened. That for sure happened. I was gonna say, I would be surprised if that has not happened.
Yes, that did happen.
And Buck got so excited. Oh, wait.
Buck got so excited.
Elle is accused of murder when her and Derek are on vacation in, I think it's Jamaica, let's say.
I'm gonna say that's true.
Yeah, that happens. Where's the head? I don't know. Maybe I dropped it on the way up here.
Oh, a man gets stuck in a drive-thru window demanding more nuggets.
That definitely happens. 911 is not real. Like, I'm thinking of all these, like, intense scenarios, and meanwhile,
Oh, wait. There's more to the story.
Oh, there's more?
He then gets stuck in between the bleachers at his kid's wrestling game, and then shoots some guy for almost killing his family. So, yeah, he's a little cray-cray.
That's a little, that's insane. Ooh, okay. So, these supposed seniors in high school, they do not look like seniors in high school. They look like 20-year-olds that, whatever. They're on a hike, the guy gets killed, and the girl gets kidnapped, and so the team is called out to investigate. I don't know why. But, and they figure out that it is the sheriff's son that has been using this low-key cult that's going on in the area as a, cover for killing the guy and kidnapping the girl.
I'm gonna say true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he almost kills Reed.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Because Reed's trying to be nice to him. Poor Reed.
The squad, or the team, rescues a man whose head is stuck in a giant pinata.
That definitely happens.
I got you. That is false.
What's a good storyline? What's like something I can think of? Wait, I gotta look at something.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. Okay, actually, I have one. Oh. A girl is kidnapped. And it turns out she is a senator's daughter. And she has a twin sister. And
this is false, because you told me about this. It's a fic.
Wait, what?
Am I right?
What fic did I tell you
about? Or no, it's like JJ. It's like JJ's dad's the president.
Wait, no, 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 that is a fic. But no, this is a real. Wait, I gotta finish this because it's not that I'm talking about. I could think of cases from fics. Maybe that's where I'll use as my fake one. Or like any fake ones. But, yeah, so she's a twin sister, and clearly there's bugs in the house because they are calling this the kidnapper guy, and he goes deep into the team. He says that Elle was promoted too soon, that Derek is token, Reed is autistic, and he's like riding into them, and it turns out that it's actually an FBI agent that was working with her dad. And that he wants to kidnap both of the daughters. Because he has some weird obsession.
So, what's true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Okay. Chimney helps a teenage girl that was trapped in an underground bunker give birth.
I'm gonna say that's false.
That's true.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
This.
Oh my god, I just
woman.
Oh.
Creepy woman. Took all of these people and all these teenage girls and made them go that were pregnant and made them live in this bunker, and they
that's scary.
He found one of them.
That's scary.
And it was when Maddie was pregnant, so like he had this whole like
moment.
And then well, it was actually during like the aftershocks of a mudslide or something like that. Yes, it was. It was during the aftershocks of a mudslide, and it caused a bunch of like building collapses.
Oh, crazy. Excuse me, my God. The child of a detective goes missing, and it turns out that he had gone out like into the woods or whatever while he was investigating one of his dad's cold cases, because he heard them talking.
Oh,
about
this
it.
Is true.
Nope.
This is
it's
what?
False. It's from a fic.
Gosh. Ow! I hit my head.
And it's, I don't remember what fic it is. I think it's the one where Emily is imagining having kids with JJ. She keeps having like vivid dreams, and I think they like make out while they're looking for him or something. Sorry, that's really unprofessional of them. But they always be doing stuff like that in fics.
Okay. The team rescues a clown stuck inside a giant balloon at a parade.
That happens.
False.
Oh. Wait, one sec.
Oh, I have a good next one.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. I gotta, can I go in deep for this one? Because it's important.
Sure.
It's important.
But then I know it's gonna be true.
Okay. So, Reed and Gideon are in LA for a thing. And Reed.
False.
Reed. Reed meets this actress at a party. And the next day, there's murders. And so the detective is going to, like, drive them back. But he's like, do you mind checking this out? And while they're standing in the office, the actress comes in and is like, oh, I think this has something to do with me. Her manager comes in. And they figure out that all of these people have either bought her out for a role, like, have won out and gotten a role over her, or is, like, somehow connected to her in some way. Okay. And then, so they're trying to figure out who's doing this. And while they're taking Lila, the actress, to a safe house, her manager gets killed. So then Reed is the only one with her, mind you.
Okay.
And so they're on even more high alert. This is fake. They're on even more high alert. Let me finish this. They're on even more high alert. But then she decides to go keep him. She decides to go out in the pool, and so she like pushes Reed in. Then they make out in the pool. The rest of the team is convinced it's this paparazzi guy, but as they're walking into the house, I think it's like Elle and Gideon are there with him now. They figure out that actually it's her. I don't remember if she was her hair. I think she was her hairstylist. She's her hairstylist that she low-key had, like, a lesbian affair with for a weekend back in college. And so now this girl's obsessed with her because lesbians just can't let anything go, apparently. And she killed everyone because she wanted this girl to, like, really succeed. And she felt like the manager was a creep and all this shit. And pretty much it hurt her. I don't know. That's it. They get her.
This is true.
Yeah, that's very much true. Shout out Lila Archer. They acted like her and Reed were going to be a thing because she was like, oh, call me if you're ever back in LA. And Reed was like, if you ever need anything from Quantico, call me. I just got an edit of her last night. Let me pull her up. Miss Lila Archer. I sent it to
you. Okay, I have one.
Okay, yes.
Henrietta's team mixes up two dead bodies.
Played by Amber Heard, mind you. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Of course they make her play. That is such an Amber Heard
hashtag character. Team Johnny.
What?
Hashtag team. I said hashtag team Johnny.
No, he did shit too, Allie.
Well, I guess that's true, but like,
yeah, I guess hashtag Amber Heard apologist. Not totally, of course, because nobody should get away for shit that they did. But also, he also did shit, and I think he has other allegations.
Okay.
Anyways, we're not going to get into that because that's like 3 years.
They both did stuff.
Yeah, but I'm looking for an apologist. She's kind of because I think like her ex kind of claiming that her ex got domestic violence charge like. Charges placed on her, but her ex came out and was like, actually, no, she didn't. Like, we just broke up. Like, something. I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. He was just... just because it's Amber Heard, I had to mention that. I don't know the full word. I honestly don't care.
Henrietta's team got an alive person mixed up and a dead person.
That happened.
Like, an alive and dead...
Yeah. I was going to say, that definitely is something that happened. I just do one more and then we're done? Because it's like,
yeah. Two
anyways. Okay, I'll choose one more.
I don't know why I'm eating these. Oh, but I'm about to go get
okay.
Dinner.
This husband and wife team replaced this husband and wife serial killing team was placed in death row, and the team goes back right before they're like killed to do some interviews because they both agreed. And Gideon starts to figure out that the wife actually was not guilty, and she just took it because she felt guilty for ignoring signs. But and to protect their son as well. And instead of telling Gideon where the son is, so that they're okay, so that she can get off, Gideon lets her die because she tells him to. She's pretty much like, okay, yeah, I need you to let me die. Pretty much, because I feel so guilty. And so he lets her have that.
I'm gonna say true.
Yeah, that happens. I felt so bad for that girl. That has my favorite JJ scene. Because the guy, the husband, the one that like did it all, he went after blonde girls that say like late teens, early 20s. And JJ, I think, is like 25 when the show starts. So she hears that this is what's happening. And they decide to use her, I'm going to say, as bait. Kind of. But obviously she's safe.
So they're pulling a Lucy Chen.
Yes. So they go in. She goes into the room. And he goes, why, hello. And he goes, who are you? And she goes, I'm JJ. And he goes, well, hello, JJ. And she goes, no. She goes, my friends call me JJ. And he goes, well, hello, JJ. And she goes, you are not my friend. You will call me Jennifer. And then he challenges Reed. No, he challenges Hotch to a game of solitaire. And if he wins, he gets to smell JJ's hair, ? And Hotch wins. Don't know why the reward. I think it was smell JJ's hair or like something. I don't know why that was the reward. That's a really rude reward. But, I mean.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that man is creepy.
Well, yeah.
You can call me.
Well, I think that's the end of the episode. I'm going to go to the dining hall before all the garlic cheddar biscuits are taken.
I'm going to go upstairs and see what we're having for dinner. Don't know. Mystery.
I don't want all the garlic chicken, the garlic butter, whatever biscuits
to be gone. Taken. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because dinner has been available for 30 minutes.
Oh,
and
you're on, mm-hmm. You're on a tight
schedule. We gotta go.
You go get those biscuits.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Okay, period. If you do, let me know. I'll be so excited to see you.
Okay.
Peace out, girls.
Well, I think that's it for the. But I know this is kind of a different episode, but it was a fun episode.
It was. I'm chilling in my basement.
My room is chaotic right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say next week I'll probably be in my dorm too, depending on what day we do it.
Ooh.
Exciting.
All right. Well, bye everyone.
Peace out.